light day to day, reviewing a few things and managing sore bodies or guys who played a bit extra, but just good to get in, be around the group again and start to zone in on Friday night. Yeah, hopefully. Obviously, that's a management thing for Josh and Dan to kind of work through. But, you know, he's looked good the last few training sessions, and today was no different.
We haven't seen him at all, just like that first couple of minutes.
He's definitely surprised a bunch of us with the way he can defend. Aggressive, strong, scoring a number of ways, but just his ability and his want to win, his will to kind of come in and try and help this group win games, I think has been most impressive, and just his ability to defend and how strong he is. Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you get a guy who's played along the likes of James Harden, Chris Paul, and learnt from the best around the world, anything they can kind of share with us or impart on us to help benefit us is a good thing, and having him in the lineup on Friday will be unreal for us as guards, but also just to start to see our team finally come together and get everyone on the floor is a good thing.
How tough is that, because we're looking at the sidelines and we've still got Mitch Norton and Claire's came back on the weekend, Hodgson as well and Fraser. Has it been tough on you as a playing group?
Not really. I think that's one thing that we've always done well as a Wildcat, as an organisation. And, you know, I speak about it when I was at Illawarra and they were missing five starters or four starters one game. I think Bryce was the only one that played and they thumped us by 40 at home. So it's a next man up mentality. You got to play. Teams aren't going to give us extra points because we're missing those guys, and they're not going to take it easy like Brisbane did last on Sunday. So, you know, we've got to step up and play no matter who's on the floor. And just work with what we got. When those people start to get back in lineups and guys become healthy and available, we'll start to see this thing really come together.
What have you spoken about the result of the weekend's game and what you need to work on?
Yeah, I think we were probably a little disappointed with the way one thing we pride ourselves on is rebounding, and we got smashed on the rebound count. So obviously, you know, did a great job, Lamar getting in the paint, Frank's getting in the paint, Sobey getting downhill. And creating rotations, and then Harrison being able to clean up rebounds. So, obviously, rebounding's a big thing for us. And, you know, just I feel like we beat ourselves a little bit. They played really well. They made some tough shots. But I feel like we broke down a fair bit in our structures, and we need to clean that up for Friday.
Is that the message from Scott after the game?
Yeah, there wasn't really a message after the game. It's more, I think, kind of sit back, watch video, because you can kind of get caught up in the battle and things can be said that can't be taken back after games. Not that that has happened, but, you know, Scott's been unreal in kind of talking to us today after things have settled. Watch film, watch video, even with our wins, he hasn't really said much after games. It's been, I'll watch film, we got to win, but watch film and we'll go from there and kind of, you know, he's a perfectionist, as most coaches are, most players are as well. So, there's some nitpicky things that we need to clean up, but there's also some big things in terms of our defensive rebounding and being able to control those things.
It's not like watching when you know, obviously, right or not, contested rebounds, the one rebound, beat
them
off and not, and
fight
the big problem
with
that. Is that an issue that you can fix up quite easily?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like I said, just broke down in a few of our structure things. If we can manage and maintain to stay within our structure, then Harrison isn't right next to the rim in his rebounding contest. Hopefully he's 2 or 3 feet away from that contest. And, you know, then it's a clean rebound for a smaller guard or LT or Vic or any of those guys. So cleaning up our structures off the ball before it even becomes a rebounding contest is where we're kind of looking at and just going from there.
I asked, the borders will open up 5th of Feb.
Yep.
You probably dealt with it all last year, but you're going to be away from your family probably 6 weeks.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about?
Yeah, it is what it is. Obviously, something we discussed in the off-season in re-signing is that this could happen. Not ideal, but we are going east, and that's where I'm from. So hopefully, for my sake, family will be able to come over and at least get home, and who knows where we're going to be. But at the same time, we did the same thing last year. We were pretty successful in that trip away, and I think the group is kind of looking forward to it a little bit, as much as it sucks to be away from the Red Army and play, not be here with family and friends. But in the past, we've done a great job of being able to come together and win games on the road, no matter how long the stretch of time is that we're away from. And the positive to that is we get the majority of the back end of the season at home, whereas I feel like last year we were on the road for that key period right before finals started. We had 11, or was it six games in 11 days, and four or five of those were on the road. So, you know, to reverse that schedule and have it in our favour at the back end of the season, if we take care of business early, is a good thing.
What's the emotional toll on a father with a family and being away from? I know you say that you're probably going across, but
yep,
you're still working together.
Yeah, it's tough. I guess it's like anything. You want to see them grow up. You want to see your kids every day. It's kind of your, you know, you walk away from training and real work starts. You know, it's tough. It's probably more tough to see how it affects your partner and see how Rach has dealt with it. But, you know, then again, she's a mother. She's doing an amazing job. And you know, I know that she's got things in place and support structures in place that can help her throughout the time that we're away. And the club does a good job of really taking care of those people as well and making sure that they've got everything they need if they need anything. And that's the joys of being part of the Wildcat organisation.
I suppose you get Christmas together, yep, like probably some other teams like Glory possibly missing out on,
yeah,
Christmas, which would be tough.
Yeah, that is obviously a benefit as well. I think it's hard because there's some games on Boxing Day where guys have got to leave and travel Christmas Day or even before that. So it's one of those things where it's nice to and enjoyable to have that time with family, but you feel for the other guys and other sporting codes that obviously are away and don't get the excitement and enjoyment of Christmas and being with family and friends and loved ones. Even though they're with their teammates and you talk about that being a family setting, it's still not the same if you're not with your loved ones and your family.
Can I just ask one about you? You hit all your big shots in the finals. Did that finals campaign, we know what you've done in the past, but did that give you so much confidence that you can really have more of an impact than you probably did in the last two or three years?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, a disappointing year that I had in Adelaide where I was told by quite a few people that I was done and couldn't play anymore. So it was enjoyable to be a part of the team last year and fight like we did. And then, you know, I'd give up any of that personal, whatever it was, I don't really know if it's success because we lost in three games. I'd give up any of those moments to have won that series and win the grand final. But at the end of the day, it's just, yeah, we had to play. Like, we weren't going to roll over and just hand Melbourne the game. At the end of the day, we still went down 3-0. But I felt like I did what I could to try and help the team win. And it did give me a lot of confidence coming in this year. And now we're just trying to find our feet and see where things stand with different pieces and moving pieces. It's been a little tough, but that's a part of it being in team sport. The iron out process is generally takes a little bit, and I feel like we're slowly getting there as a team and slowly starting to get this thing rolling in the right direction.
Last one. So when everybody comes back, obviously you go back along the bench.
Yep.
But have you learned something that is going to make you better than you actually do get your minutes? Because you had such a great impact.
Yeah, I think just probably staying ready and being ready at any moment. You don't know when that moment's going to come. You learn that more as your career goes on. 34, turning 35 next year. So obviously my impact on the court isn't as great as it was, probably was 5-6 years ago. But at the same time, being able to watch the game and help Nordo where I can, or help LT and help those younger guys, even BC and Vic, you know, just what I'm seeing off the court, speaking to them while they're on the court, I feel like that's all big things in team sport, and especially in basketball where things happen so quickly. Those guys that are on the floor may miss a few things. So, you know, it doesn't really bother me whether I play or I don't. If we're winning games and guys are taking care of business, I'll be a happy man.
Thanks, Jeff.